Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we want to look at Psalm 37:4. We'll also look at another verse of Scripture a little later in the broadcast that goes well with this, and it'll probably be of great interest to you. But this verse, Psalm 37 verse 4, says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, the desires of a man's heart are, by definition, the things that he longs or hopes for. To desire something is to long for it or to hope for it. So, when a man longs or hopes for a Boone and Crockett deer, he'll spend his money on leases and spend his money on hunting gear, and he'll spend his weekends during deer season hunting until he gets what he's been longing for. Now, the trouble is, once he gets his Boone and Crockett deer, he wants to go back and get another one. Because the truth of the matter is, the thing he longs for and hopes for is to be out there on his hunting lease, in his deer blind, with his gun, with his friends, the whole thing. So, you know, if you're a young lady and you find a guy that longs for and hopes for a Boone and Crockett deer, you may be spending a lot of weekends alone during deer season. Take, for instance, a young lady. When a young lady longs for affection, you know what she'll do? She'll fall for a young man who shows her the kind of affection she's been longing for. That's right. I've scratched my head why it is that young ladies leave when they're 17, 18 years old, 16 sometimes, the family or the church, you know, that kind of thing. But the thing is, she's been, ever since she was 11, 12, 13, she's been longing for a kind of affection that she hasn't been able to get at home or anywhere else. And that affection is matched the first time she is infatuated with a young man that shows her the kind of affection she's been longing for. She's gone. Now, she may return. Hopefully she will. But the idea is, whatever you long for, whatever you hope for in your heart, is the desire of your heart. And there are many desires. And today we're talking about the desires of your heart. Okay? The desires of your heart. You see that right here in Psalm 37, verse 4. Now, here's the problem, or one of the problems. The problem is that the desires, you know, often are not good. Okay? Psalm chapter 10, verse 3 talks about some wicked desires. The wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. That's Psalm 10, verse 3. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. So often the problem is that the desires are not good. They're wicked. And this problem is compounded when a person who has wicked desires doesn't disclose those desires to either the people who can fulfill them or to the people who are going to be hurt when those desires are fulfilled. They keep them secret. See? So the little girl there at the house looks like, man, she just loves dad and loves the house and loves mom and, you know, loves school and loves her friends, but what's really down inside of the heart is this strong desire for affection that is met by the infatuation of a young man. And many parents have been gravely distressed upon discovering that their daughter has fallen for the wrong guy, or worse yet, ended up pregnant with the wrong guy. Or they're gravely distressed upon discovering that their son is a drug addict. And they're like, wow, how did this happen? We didn't see this coming. Well, deep down, they'd always been longing for, desiring, but you didn't know it because it had never been disclosed. You didn't see it. Man looketh on the outward appearance. You know, the Lord looketh on the heart. He saw something that was there you didn't see. Many wives have been shocked to learn that their husbands have cheated on them. What happened? That longing, that desire, see, kept driving on them and kept them irritated or lacking contentment in their marriage. Many uninformed investors have been scammed by dealers whose desire and longing was to get rich, even if they had to lie to suckers rather than provide them a worthy investment opportunity. See? And that's what happens. So this thing with desires is difficult because they're down in the heart, the desires of the heart, see? Now, of course, there are good desires, too. I've described the ones that are wicked, but there are good desires. There are still a lot of people who genuinely care and long to be and hope to be helpful to the people they serve or take care of. They genuinely do. Not all. You may get to the hospital and you find a very caring nurse, and she is genuinely satisfied to take care of you. That's what she likes. That's her desire. And you're going to have a good nurse. If her desire was to go into nursing so she could be paid well and have a good job, you're not going to be taken care of the same way you would with this other person. But that's because their desires are different. You see, in the case of the person who really genuinely cares about you, her satisfaction comes from being a blessing to you. And those are very good desires. Now, this text shows you that the best desires are the ones that the Lord gives you. Look again. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Aha. So this verse doesn't say that the Lord will grant you the desires of your heart, although there are times when he does. This verse doesn't say that the Lord will grant you the desires of your heart. It says that he will give you the desires of your heart. That is, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he will put desires in your heart that weren't there before. He will change your desires, or at least change the ones that weren't good. Now look what happened to Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, as an example. Romans chapter 10, and look at verse 1. Romans chapter 10, verse 1, Paul said, my heart's desire, that's what we're talking about, the desires of the heart, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, the last thing on earth Paul wanted before he was saved is for Israel to be saved. He thought salvation, this stuff that was going on with Jesus' followers, was of the devil, and he did everything he could do to try to kill off all of the followers of Jesus. So the last thing in the world, he wouldn't have thought that Israel needed to be saved. His righteousness depended upon fulfilling the law and being blameless before God in the law. But when Paul began to delight himself in the Lord, you know, the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus, and he said, what wilt thou have me do, Lord? When he began to delight himself in the Lord, you know what? His desire for Israel changed completely. Completely. So here are some things today to keep in mind about the desires of your heart. First, delight thyself in the Lord. Now, that word delight, you know, you read in your Bible, you read a word like delight. Well, you don't even think to look it up. because you think, well, I already know what that means. Or you look at the word desire. You say, I'm not going to look that up. There's no need. I know what that is. But when you look those words up in your English dictionary and find out what their definitions are, they really do give you a better understanding of what you're reading. Delight thyself in the Lord. You know what it means to delight in the Lord? To delight in the Lord means to take great satisfaction and pleasure in the Lord. Now, this is where most of today's Christians really, really need help. Why? Because your satisfaction comes from getting your desires met. That's why a lot of Christians, when they read Psalm 37:4, they don't read what you're hearing today. They don't say, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart, the way you're listening and hearing it today. You know what they read in this? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall grant thee those desires of your heart that you have right now. You want a new car. You want a bigger house. You want a boyfriend. You want all these are the desires of your heart. So he said, okay, I'm going to delight myself in the Lord, and he's going to give me all of these things like a spoiled child. And that's what's wrong with most Christians today, because you know you're not getting those desires met, and yet those are the things you really want. So your satisfaction comes from getting your own desires met. You know what that ultimately comes down to? Loving yourself. And you know where else your satisfaction comes from? Loving pleasures as an object in themselves. You see, to delight in the Lord is to have satisfaction and pleasure in Him. But in your heart, or in the heart of many Christians, pleasure is an object in itself. And so what you're seeing is what is at the root of the society and what's wrong with the society during the perilous times before the coming of the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Okay, they're here. Verse 2, watch it. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous. You see, that wicked desire of Psalm 10, verse 3, they love the covetous. They love their own selves. In other words, when your desires that are in your heart are the desires that you put there, what you're looking for is the fulfillment of those desires. Therefore, you are a lover of your own self. Look at verse 4 in the same passage, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, watch it. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So the pleasure is the object, not the Lord. Do you understand that? So today, the problem with Christians where they need help concerning the desires of the heart is their satisfaction is from getting their own desires, like spoiled children, loving themselves, and from loving pleasures as an object in themselves. Both of these are in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 and 4. And you know what? You need to forget those things that you've been longing for and hoping for, and you need to find your satisfaction and pleasure in the Lord himself. You see that? And that's a totally different thing. In other words, your delight in the Lord is rooted in the first commandment. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. So this is what you need to do. And truly, what I'm finding is there are not a lot of young Christians today that are delighting themselves in the Lord. When you go to a place where you hear the rock concert, you're delighting yourself in the music. And don't kid yourself, because you're surely not kidding me. You're not there to delight yourself in the Lord. Listen, when you delight yourself in the Lord, like Paul and Silas, you can be locked up in jail singing psalms and praying and praising God. You don't need all that. Delight thyself in the Lord. You're going because, you know what, your desire is for that kind of music, you see, and that's what you delight in. And but you really, listen, you better be honest with yourself before God. You don't have to reckon with me, but you're going to have to reckon with God, and you need somebody that can point this out to you. Your delight is not in the Lord. You know how I know that? You go to one service. You get your little desire met, and you're gone for the week, man. And you barely open your Bible, and you spend very little time in prayer. Listen, when a person delights in the Lord, He is constantly aware of his relationship with the Lord and constantly in fellowship with him in prayer. Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. He desires to read the Bible. He is in church every time he gets the opportunity to be in church, if it's a good church, where God is, because he delights in the Lord. I mean, listen, I tell you what, it would be very difficult for me to go to a church where God wasn't welcome. And let me tell you, there are a lot of churches like that today. They talk about God, but he's not there. And I want to be where God is so I can delight myself in the Lord. Listen, I want the Lord to show me daily an examination of my heart, an examination of my mind, drawing me closer and closer to him in fellowship every day, in fellowship with the Father and the Son, as 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 says. Delighted to be with the Lord, loving him. Now listen, that's the first thing. That's when you talk about the desires of the heart, start with delight thyself in the Lord. That's what Psalm 37, verse 4 says. Start with that. And then secondly, let the Lord put his desires in your heart. Because he says here, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee. That is, he's going to put those desires in there, the desires of thine heart. Let the Lord put his desires in your heart after you have been delighting in the Lord. Now, when the Lord gives you the desires he wants you to have, he also intends to fulfill those desires. He can and he will. Take 1 Timothy chapter 3, for instance. 1 Timothy chapter 3 begins with the qualifications for men in the pastorate. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 3, people oftentimes read right into a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, and going right down the list. That's all verse 2, but look at verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this is a true saying. Number 1, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. So before you ever get down into all this ruling the house well, not giving wine, no striker, and all that kind of stuff, why don't you look at the first verse, if a man desire the office of a bishop, that's a pastor, he desireth a good work. In other words, before the Lord ever calls a man to preach, or before the Lord ever puts the man in the ministry, you know what he's going to do? He's going to put the desire in that man's heart. When the man delights himself in the Lord puts that desire in there. I'm going to tell you, that's what he did for me. That desire wasn't in there. My desire was banking and all the things that went along with it, which we won't discuss. And then I started delighting myself in the Lord, reading the scripture and just finding more and more pleasure in that all the time. Next thing I know, I had a desire to preach and, more importantly, to pastor. The Lord put that in there. And then he called me to preach. And then it prepared me to preach, and then he enabled me, and now I'm in the ministry. And he has exceeded my desires immensely. Whatever desires I had when I was back there in the bank, whatever desires I had when I first desired the office of a bishop, let me tell you what, the Lord, I'm telling you, honestly, he has met and exceeded immensely any desire I could possibly have thought. He is able to do exceedingly above all that we can ask or think, the Bible says. Now listen, when a young lady delights herself in the Lord, you know what the Lord does? I mean, really and truly, when she starts out as a young girl and then as a young teenager, delighting herself in the Lord, you know what the Lord does? He puts the desire in her heart for the right kind of man. That is, if he wants her to marry. And you know what she does by that? She escapes falling for a man after her own desires. In other words, when her own desires were affection and she found some young man with whom she was infatuated, she fell for him. All right, well, if you take all that out of the equation and she delights herself in the Lord, some guy comes along like that. She's like, that isn't what I want. That's not my desire. Why? Because the Lord has put a desire in her heart for the right kind of man. And so she'll find way more satisfaction in the man that the Lord brings her than in the one that she would have wanted had the Lord not put that desire in there. I'll tell you what, I have watched this. Let me tell you what, I keep bringing this subject up because it's such a common problem. I've watched it over and over and over again. Now, when a young man, take a young man for instance, when a young man is trying to figure out what to do with his life, If he starts by delighting in the Lord, okay? If that's where he starts, if he starts by delighting in the Lord, then you know what happens? The Lord puts the desire in his heart for the Lord's will. And then you know what happens? He's following the Lord's will because that's what his desire is. And when he gets that, he will be more satisfied in the Lord's will than he would pursuing his own desires. Oh, that is so true. Oh, that is so, so true. Let the Lord put the desire in there for the things of the Lord's will. Then allow the Lord to accomplish his will in your life. And I promise you, you will be way more satisfied in the Lord's will than you ever would be pursuing your own desires. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so the first thing is delight thyself in the Lord. Second thing, let the Lord put his desires in your heart. And then third, remember that what you desire is what you love. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 22. Here's that other verse I promised you at the beginning of this message. Proverbs chapter 19, look at verse 22. A verse that at first is hard to understand until you look up the words. The desire of a man is his kindness. The desire of a man is his kindness. Now that verse seems a little obscure at first until you look up the word kindness. Kindness typically means sympathy or favor toward something. But in this verse, kindness is not favor or sympathy, which is the common meaning in the Bible, but rather an archaic definition. Listen, there's another definition of the word kindness. You find it in today's dictionary. You don't have to go find an old dictionary to see it. It's right there. It says, the feeling of fondness, affection, love. So the desire of a man is his affection. That is, the desire of a man is what he loves. In other words, when a man says, I am longing for a Boone and Crockett deer, you know what he loves? He loves deer hunting. You understand that? So when he says, I love you, you have to remember, young lady, he loves deer hunting. And you're going to marry a guy who's not going to be at home often when you want him to. Because he loves, that's his desire. If he longs for a Boone and Crockett deer, he loves deer hunting. If he longs for a record trout, he loves fishing. The desire of a man is his kindness. That is, it's what he loves. Okay? So remember that what you desire is what you love. Now watch. Watch. The desire of a man, that is the thing he longs for or hopes for, is his kindness. That is the thing he loves. So when you long for heaven, your affections get set on things above. Let me show you something. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and look at verse 2. When you long for heaven, your affections get set on things above. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. All right, look at verse 2. Paul says, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. For the context, verse 1 says, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, that's a man that dies, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, that's your glorified body. And in this we groan, earnestly desiring. See that word desire? Earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. When you earnestly desire to be clothed upon with your house which is from heaven, you know what happens to your affections? They get set on things above. Colossians 3:2. Colossians 3:2. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. That's what he told you to do. You know how to do it? Delight yourself in the Lord. When you delight yourself in the Lord puts a desire in your heart for the things in heaven. When you start desiring the things in heaven, you start loving those things in heaven. Do you not see it? When you long for heaven as this man that wants to be clothed upon with his house from heaven, then your affections get set there. You don't sit here and try to manufacture some love for heaven when you've got your arm wrapped around your girlfriend and you're watching your favorite movie. That's not going to do it. When your affection gets set on things above, you know the interesting thing? You start delighting even more in the Lord, and as you delight even more in the Lord, you know what happened? He gives you even more desires in your heart and then fulfills those and keeps drawing you closer and closer to himself. All the while, you are absolutely satisfied. You absolutely have pleasure in the Lord and all the things he causes you to desire. That's an amazing, I'm telling you, this is an amazing equation. Delight yourself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart, and the desire of a man is his kindness. That's the thing you fall in love with. So one of the greatest problems with Christians today, you know what it is? Unfulfilled desires. Unfulfilled desires. That's one of the greatest problems. It's a lack of contentment. Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And a lot of Christians run around because they're not content. They have their heart sick. And the more you try to fulfill your desires, the more you end up loving yourself and your pleasures, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Because they're your desires, not the Lord's. That's the problem. They're your desires, not the Lord's. Now, you know what? You need to stop and realize that the root of your trouble lies in the fact that you have not been delighting in the Lord. Now start there. That's what you need to do. Start there. You say, Lord, and be honest with him. Just tell him tonight when you get home, Lord, I have not been delighting in you. I could care less to read this Bible. I don't even want to go to church. And I don't like hymns or whatever else it is about the Lord you don't like. And then tell him, Lord, I have not been delighting in you. I've been delighting in all the desires that are already in my heart. And Lord, I want that to change. Lord, I pray that you will help me to begin to delight in you. And I'm going to tell you something. It's like appetite for anything else. You start finding that appetite for the things of the world waning, and you find more delight in the Lord. When you start there, then you know what happens? The Lord starts changing the desires of your heart. So start with delighting in the Lord, and then let the Lord take care of the rest of this stuff. You're never going to find the young man you want, young lady, until you start delighting in the Lord and let him put the desire for the right man in your heart. Young man, same for you. You're not going to find the right young lady until you delight yourself in the Lord and let him put the desire in your heart for the right woman for you. And same with your job opportunities and everything else there is in life. All of these things start with delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I pray to God you will. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.